Welcome to Israel 18 News at 11 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, across Israel, the weather is calm. Jerusalem experiences a cool breeze, while Tel Aviv remains clear and mild. In Haifa, the night sky is clear, offering a perfect view of the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, Iran launched missiles toward Jordan earlier today, with reports of a powerful explosion. Interceptions were seen from the Sea of Galilee. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports that the U.S. and its allies want the IAEA board to report Iran to the UN Security Council earlier this hour. Also this hour, the EU Parliament has blocked a proposal to fund Iran's reconstruction. This is according to a report from JNS. Separately, Israel Hayom reports that President Trump warned of a potential strike on Mount Kosh earlier today. He emphasized his commitment to preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. And finally, Axios reveals that the Trump administration is drafting a post-war Middle East plan looking beyond upcoming elections. Here's what people are saying online. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT 613 reports that Iran's foreign ministry claims U.S. sanctions threaten international law. They argue no country accepts such lawlessness. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, reports that Hakim Jeffries has condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism, calling him out on CNN. Belaz News highlights a diplomatic move, noting that Israel has expelled Dutch diplomats over a settlement ban. This follows Dutch legislation against trade from Israeli settlements. Let's go deeper. Iran's missile launch toward Jordan earlier today targeted a U.S. base. This coincides with Israel's continued military actions in the region. According to Ynet, these developments raise concerns about escalating tensions near the Sea of Galilee. Turning to the IAEA developments, the Jerusalem Post notes that the U.S.-led resolution would follow a June 2025 resolution. This move aims to increase pressure on Iran over its nuclear activities. The international community watches closely, as this could lead to further diplomatic actions. Meanwhile, the EU Parliament's decision to block funding to Iran is a significant political statement. JNS reports that the proposed amendment was part of the EU's 2027 budget plan. This decision may affect future negotiations with Iran over regional stability. Starting with President Trump's statements, Israel Hayom highlights his warning about potential military action. His comments come amid heightened tensions in the Strait of Hormuz. This signifies a possible shift in U.S. policy toward more direct intervention. Finally, Axios reports on the Trump administration's future plans for the Middle East. The draft, expected after midterms and Israeli elections, aims to stabilize the region post-conflict. This is a pivotal moment for U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that the Attorney General approved a reduction in the excise tax, lowering fuel prices by 50 agorot. This decision comes amidst concerns over election economics. Separately, CTEC reveals that Wonderful added $170 million to its funding round. The company's revenue is racing toward $10 million, marking significant growth in the Israeli tech sector. And finally, from Globes, Teva has announced that its drug met endpoints in a celiac disease trial. The same antibody showed promise for treating vitiligo, indicating potential new markets for Teva. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.